Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you watch American television, you think that the United States was the only country involved with and suffering from the China virus. Well, the world is suffering very badly.
All right, the world is suffering, so is the U.S. The president back to the briefings from the White House. The big news today, he says, wear a mask. Wear a mask if you cannot social distance. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney, in your world, how you doing? Starting to breathe a little bit better, feeling like there is an end in sight. Wouldn't that be great? Because we keep talking about the vaccine. And there is some good news when it comes to the vaccine and the fact that this big trial is taking place starting next week and it's really moving along fast. I like our chances with Moderna and what they're doing. We'll see. We may have this vaccine readily available in the spring of next year, maybe a little bit before that. But my crystal ball is cracked, and so is my eight ball, because it just keeps saying, ask again later, ask again later. So I'm tired of asking again later. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Let me tell you about some of the numbers and some of what we know. A study shows the number of COVID-19 cases are far greater than thought. And why is that? It's because it depends on the region, the time period, the number of people infected, all of that. In New York City, the CDC estimates suggest that 642,000 people were infected by April 1st, but at that point, only 53,803 cases were officially reported. So the number of infections could be at least 12 times higher than reported. 12 times higher. Ooh. The CDC says the number of cases in South Florida, Connecticut, and Minnesota was 6 to 11 times higher than the official count. This, by the way, was done by the Journal of American Medical Association. JAMA's the one you trust. Of all of them out there, JAMA. I think their data is top shelf, the best they can possibly get their hands on, seriously. And I look at that and I believe them. The president once again saying face masks have an impact, saying we're asking everybody, when you're not able to socially distance, wear a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. That's really where he kept it. Now, experts say masks are one of the most powerful tools to battle the spread, and nearly 40 states have some type of mask requirement in place. So it's flipped, mostly requirements of wearing a mask. I think that's a good thing. The more people that do it, maybe the better chance of ditching, you know, some of these numbers that none of us want to see. And when I say that, you know, you look at the amount of cases, the 144,000 plus deaths in the U.S., the almost 4 million cases, the 1,163,000 people who have survived. And the president's right. You look at the rest of the world, and certainly they have cases as well. The United States doesn't stand alone. Brazil, 81,000 plus deaths. Mexico, 40,000 plus deaths. The UK, 45,000 deaths, and so on and so forth. Italy, 35,073 deaths. So we know this. There are state records being shattered. There's the infections, and then there's the worst of all, the cruel twist, the death of somebody you love from COVID-19. So in California, for example, they rolled back some of what was going to become open. in Los Angeles. Officials reported 50 additional corona-related deaths and 2,741 new cases on Tuesday. So people 41 and younger account for about 57% of those new cases. So if you're listening, you're thinking, aha, but I'm young. Doesn't mean that this is a walk in the park. And that's what is being said. It's not easy to battle this back, get through it, be alert, and be ready to roll on whatever it is you're passionate about. Speaking of being passionate, the Department of Homeland Security chief promises feds won't leave Portland despite the criticisms. And I'll tell you what, it looks so strange when you see the video from there. I mean, it just looks like every night we're witnessing protesters, pushback, tear gas, and the tear gas is the wicked, nasty stuff. Oh, terrible. But the idea is it starts out peaceful, and then all of a sudden, it's off the rails. I mean, just off the rails. And when you look at these protests and you think, well, what do you do if you're the Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, who's a Democrat? He's calling the federal law enforcement officers' tactics in arresting suspects an un-American act. And has repeated again and again that they should leave the city. Meaning the officers who are camouflaged and are not being identified. So the Oregon governor, Kate Brown, is working with Wheeler to prevent police from dispersing the violent crowds with tear gas and other means because some of them are getting clubbed. So what do you do? How do you break this up? What do? Stormtroopers, unmarked cars? What is it? What is the best way to disperse of the group? And I've gotten plenty of emails from people in Portland who say they're tired of it. Don in Portland, Kate, we're tired of this. My son lives not too far from the area. We're tired of it. In fact, we got the grandson. So, lucky you get the grandson because it's too hot and teary gassed in the area where your son lives. Mm. Chicago's watching Portland, and as much as they just had a huge outbreak of violence, they don't want to see that happen. They want to try to work together, not have lawsuits and finger pointing and the nightly who got hit where and were they really shoved into a car. Chicago shootings on Monday killed 3 people, wounded more than 20 others. I mean, wow. Mass shooting. So what should happen in Chicago if the feds come in? Will it turn up the heat? Will it cause problems more than help the situation? Like what we're seeing in Portland. Remains to be seen. We still have numbers, and we have a stockpile of them. I'm going to go through them wicked fast. Hang with us.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late wait to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Kate Delaney serving up your numbers on this version of We Can Count. Here's a big fat one for you. The people of Ohio shocked by this. Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and four others were arrested and charged Tuesday as part of a $60 million racketeering and bribery investigation called the largest bribery money laundering scheme against the people in the state of Ohio. The allegations have rocked their world and others. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine calling for the Speaker's resignation. Of course, it's impossible. There's no way the Speaker Householder would be able to stay in that house. Get it? He has to move to another house, and it might be the big house. So, not many details about what happened, but there was a $1 billion federal rescue for Ohio's two nuclear power plants, and they're part of that whole investigation. And then there was the legislation adding a new fee to every electric bill in the state and directed over $150 billion a year through 2026 to the plants near Cleveland and Toledo. So this is all wrapped into it. They'll have another hearing tentatively set for August 6th. Wow, that sounds funny to say August, doesn't it? And in Ohio, as much as I can remember some things happening in Ohio, I don't remember a scandal of this sort. not in, at least not in my knowledge, in a long, long time. Former Republican Speaker Cliff Rosenberger was investigated in 2018 amid an FBI inquiry into his travel, lavish lifestyle, and condo he rented from a wealthy Republican donor. Rosenberger maintained he broke no laws, has not been charged, but the investigation is open. So this is the second Ohio House Speaker to come under investigation in just over 2 years. Wow. Other than that, there wasn't much happening. But that's big. That makes up for the lack of what was happening. Yeah, that scandal's big enough. It's big enough to mention, so we'll include it into the mashup of numbers. And like I said, just close your eyes, open them, close your eyes, open them, look around. You'll find numbers. Numbers appear to us. I think it's numbers that add up, numbers that don't add up, numbers that are negative. There's just a slew of them, ultimately. I mean, a slew. Big time. So when I look at the shootout in Chicago, I so feel for the people in Chicago, and the fact that 14 people were injured in as well, besides those who died because of gun violence. You have the victims not initially coming out right away. Eventually, after a little investigating, they released those names. But the shooting happened amid a spike in gun violence that has hit minority communities that are really struggling through the pandemic, let's face it. So at least 70 people were shot in the city over the weekend, another 25 hit by gunfire on Monday. By gunfire. People not even in the fray just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, might have appreciated the troops didn't want them. Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents. That might not happen anyway. Might not happen. This story to me is just so gut-wrenching. But I have to tell it. It's like a warning tale. A mother in Florida lost her 20-year-old son to COVID-19. Then 11 days later, 22-year-old daughter who also died from the disease. So Monette Hicks said she pretty much is well during the daytime, but at night it takes its tolls. Ugh, it's got to be tough is right. Now, morbid obesity and asthma are listed as contributing causes of could-be deaths. And for the daughter, certainly that, for the daughter that was listed, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, all contributing factors. Not being able to breathe. Sitting up barely, not sleeping all over the map. Once the daughter started having headaches, it was time, let's just take her to the hospital. Because you have a house full of who knows what. And it's tough. It's tough to fight this. You know, we want the vaccine. We want the numbers. We want the 30,000 people taking the vaccine, doing the trials. The sooner, the better for everybody else to nail this whole coronavirus thing. So, how about Trump? Willing to work with China on COVID-19. Because China hackers apparently were trying to steal coronavirus vaccine research. Now, why would they do that? To get better than us as fast as possible is the only explanation I can offer up. And we keep hearing the same things over and over again. Clean your hands frequently. Make sure you're really, really wipe them, clean them. Don't touch your eyes, your mouth, and your nose. Now that I've said that, it's like Simon says, don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your mouth. And you're thinking about it. You are. Don't cough. Like that weak cough. Because then everybody will turn around and stare at you like you're in a church and you have pierced the code. The code is no coughing. keep 6 feet away. Wait for the vaccine. And in general, just avoid being in that situation. Hey, coming up on the show, a great conversation with Bob Wells. Bob Wells grew up in an area in Canada, Wayate Indigenous people, Indians, were there at the time, and he tells the tale of what's happened to the culture, kids being rounded up in 1876, and can you imagine what that felt like? Coming back and trying to, you know, reestablish, get the footholding, etc. And, you know, this was such a powerful story that Bob Wells made it into a screenplay. I love that. Absolutely. And then we have, coming up a little bit later in this hour, Jamie Barrett joins us, and she's written a children's book, Savvy Sam's Search for Self. There's some alliteration for you. You know what that is, that whole sing-songy same name of things, practically or close enough. Savvy Sam's Search for Self. But you're going to love Jamie Barrett, because she's a psychologist. She's seen so many people that have come into her office, especially during the pandemic. And the mindset is the same. And that stuck, fixed, whatever you want to call it, mindset is the thing that is so crippling to so many people. And her story is, I think, is brilliant. And really, really illustrates being at school, having the comrades, no matter how big the group is. So these two conversations are about the heart. Every once in a while, that's what we're going to do, pair up things that make sense, that are about something positive to hang on to. And the only one who can do that, the whole give up control, give up overthinking, is you. You and the cast of characters around you, whoever it might be, because this is what happens. We look at the numbers every day, every day. And they say, you know, you're five times more likely to get coronavirus, according to this one study. This is like study hall on America Tonight. Throughout the pandemic, people have been demarcating areas of the country based on how safe they are, or in other words, how to prevent the coronavirus and how severely is it spreading. Quarantining at home seems to be the safest before you go out and dip your toe into the water outside and just put one foot in front of the other, and eventually poof, you're there. It's just that easy. I'll meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is likely to get worse before it gets better.
My administration will stop at nothing to save lives and shield the vulnerable, which is so important. We've learned so much about this disease, and we know who the vulnerable are, and we are going to indeed shield them. And again, the vaccines are coming, and they're coming a lot sooner than anyone thought possible, by years.
The president urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He's also endorsing masks.
I have the mask right here, and I carry it, and I will use it gladly.
He also said he strongly backs social distancing.
6 feet to me is common sense. I'd like to say maybe make it a little bit further.
It was only a month ago that he openly wished for packed rallies. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has now hit 142,000. This is USA Radio News. The House has approved its annual defense policy bill, including a provision to remove Confederate names from military bases. The National Defense Authorization Act was approved, setting up negotiations for the House and Senate on a final version of the bill that will be sent to President Trump. As a part of the bill, Congress would allocate $740.5 billion for a 3% pay raise for troops, establish a $3.6 billion fund for measures against China, and provide $1 billion to the Pentagon to assist with pandemic preparedness. It also calls for the production of a report on the threat of the Taliban and the impacts of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The version of the bill passed by the House also includes language requiring the Pentagon to rename bases and other military properties named after Confederate military officers within a year. The president tweeted last week that he would veto the bill if it included provisions to rename the bases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The rights of Indian people was so important to my mother, and I think I've talked about it on this show. So this time around, it's so interesting to welcome to our little space here on Author's Corner, Bob Wells. He's written a book called Milepost 104 and Beyond, and he's talking about the plight in Canada of the Wawate and what happened to them and so many others. So, Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
First of all, let's talk about, before we go into the book, you have done a powerful documentary. Tell me about the road to that documentary and what people can expect from that, and then, of course, the book.
Okay. Well, the book and the documentary are, is a result of a promise that I made when I was 9 years old to an Ojibwe elder that I used to visit every day, who was supposed to be teaching me the arts of subsistence hunting. And in reality, we always did talk a little bit about hunting, but in reality, he taught me his culture and the history as he remembered it.
And, you know, what happened is, and people will see this in your book, and if you go to the documentary, too, incredibly powerful, and you can watch it on YouTube, and I'll talk about that before we close this. But you talk about what happened with the Indian you know, schools and what happened in 1876 and the fact that 150,000 children were basically ripped from their families to be put in these various schools that the British set up. Explain that story.
Okay. This was at the time when Canada was being developed, and there was many peoples living throughout the country, and they wanted to bring them into the culture, the British culture, and they thought that the best way to do that was to put the people on Indian reserves, and you call them reservations in the United States, and then to educate the children, and to they tried educating them in their own home communities, but they didn't get a lot of support, community support. So they initiated the residential school system, which was also in the United States, and I think there was 100 and some schools, and they were run by the various churches, the most trusted peoples in the country, and administered by the federal government, who in turn built the schools but never audited how the children were being kept or anything, and they would come and take the children by law from anywhere from the age of 5 on up, and they would go to residential school until they were 16 years old.
Wow, and when you and I talked off the air, you talked about this, and this is, pay attention to people that are listening to this. You know, you think about how you grew up. You grew up in a white world, but surrounded by these incredible people, and that's part of that promise that you talked about, learning about hunting, and you had a kinship that seemed like it was unbreakable, so you understand from looking at it from your point of view what happened to the people and how tragic that is, and not to lose that culture. Am I right?
That is correct. I grew up in a white Christian household until I stepped outside, and I lived in the indigenous world, and I was accepted by the people, and I was always welcomed, and we were always teased, but it was never serious.
I like that. We were always teased, but it wasn't serious. So you also were a conservation officer in Ontario for forever and a day, I'll say, so that's a compliment to you. And what did you observe in that role?
Well, I think one of the things that stands out the most, this was long before I was a conservation officer, in 1956 or 1957, the Ontario Game and Fish Act, in the definition, declared that an Indian was a person. And it's a memory that I will never forget.
So for you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but for you, that's so significant because of what you saw and other people didn't see. And just to, by saying that, that changed, that started to slowly change the way that culture was looked at, right?
Yes, they were, they weren't second-rate citizens. They were fourth-rate or fifth-rate. And, yes, they had, there were certain privileges. They could go to school. They could ride the train for free. They could not go to university and maintain their status. They could ride the train and commercial transport for half fare. But as my friend, who is the Mooch, who I call Moochum Joe, Grandfather Joe, it was probably one of the things that bothered him the most was the fact that there was no respect shown, and there was a great deal of respect shown within the indigenous families and in their communities. And he was an old man and a respected elder, and they used to sell him a child's train ticket.
So if we fast forward from, you know, 1876 to the late 50s and what you just described there, what would you say it's like now for the survivors, the culture, the people that the Wawate that are still there?
Well, the people came back from the residential schools, and they rarely told their children. Of course, the mother is, the girls never learn to be mothers because we learn to be parents from our own parents, and they were not privileged they did not have this, and so there was a lot of dissension and a lot of problems, social and economic and alcohol problems within the communities that prevailed later. And right now we're there's a time of reconciliation. There's been churches that have made, they've apologized. The federal government has apologized. The Catholic Church has not. It's like, I live in a community of about 125,000, and there's about 10,000 indigenous people here. Some of them are doctors and lawyers, and they've gone to school, and they're successful. Others are still wandering the streets as intoxicated people most of the time.
Wow. So is the government doing anything to help the people that find themselves in that situation? Because we know it is a rapid problem. I mean, a big problem.
Yes, very much so. I think maybe the best way I could describe it was the fact that when I went to school, the map of Ontario, and Ontario is about 1,000 miles square, was red, and now it's many different colors because it recognizes the indigenous treaty areas of occupation and the areas that we made treaties with these people with. So it's not all red, it's all different treaties, and it's going to have a profound effect on resource development and everything else. These people are going to be included, which they should have been from the first place.
Yeah, I agree. That's powerful. They should have been from in the first place, but at least now some of that is getting rectified. What do you hope people take away from reading Milepost 104 and beyond? We have walked together in the shadow of the rainbow.
I hope that there is an understanding that there was something. When I went to school, none of this was taught to us. It was the only history that was taught here in Ontario was the British history and some American history. And we adopted it as part of our own from time to time. And I hope that there is awareness that there is different peoples. There's about 133 different Indian nations within Canada, and they are as different as their languages are as different as Chinese and English, and yet they're culturally there's some harmony in how the culture evolved. They believe in the Great Spirit. They don't have a religion as such. I particularly live in a Mohawk, Haudenosaunee area, and they probably have the oldest
civilization, or go back to the roots that you're talking about.
In the world.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Again, you can look it up on Amazon. Robert P. Wells, it's under Milepost 104 and Beyond. We have walked together in the shadow of the rainbow. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
All right, I want to make sure that everybody knows, too, because I watched this documentary. It really gave me a sense of what happened here. And if you go to wawate.com, it'll take you there. You can then go to YouTube, and the story is there. It's the Wawate Stories of Residential School Survivors, and it's such a well-done documentary. It's worth your time to watch it. As I said, my mother, growing up partially in New York City, it was one of her things that she hated the injustice of what happened in the United States to too many of the tribes in South Dakota. You know, Wounded Knee was one of the first books that I read, etc. But if you check that out, I think you won't be disappointed as you'll learn more about the culture. And it's also very fascinating as well. So stay with us. Much more coming your way. We'll be right back. under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To the show, feel like you're still searching for yourself. Imagine if there was something that could have helped you as a child. I grew up in a very loving family, although my father died when I was 8 years old, just before I turned 8 years old. And so I did have that one hole, certainly, in my heart. But I had love, but I also had that kind of tough love. And there were lots of questions that, of course, like probably many of you listening are shaking your head, that you didn't necessarily get. So in our author's corner, we have Jamie Barrett, and she's written a children's book called Savvy Sam's Search for Self, which I say an adult could also read and understand and really have that empathy for the character in learning more about dilemmas and life and thoughts and changing negative emotions. So, Jamie, thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me today, Kate.
What was it that, first of all, tell us about your career, because I think that dovetails into why you did the book, but tell us about your career and why you did this book.
Well, I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and I've worked a great deal with children, and I really wanted there to be a tool for children to learn about identity and who they are, and to live more in the now, in the moment, and be more present. And I wanted them to be able to understand that your thoughts are not who you are. thoughts can be changed if they're negative and not serving you, and that even your emotions are not who you are. So this book really delves into those messages.
It certainly does. In fact, I'm going to, if you'll indulge me, everybody listening, I'm going to tell you just a little bit in the beginning of this. Savvy Sam went to sit under a special tree. It gave awe-inspiring advice. Ooh, that sounds good right now. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. Oh, sassafras tree. Easy for me to say. So wise and so free. Please tell me, oh please, how to be more me. Who am I? What is my identity? And you deal with that in your work. You've probably seen this over and over again, that adults grapple with that, and part of that is because of what happened in their childhood, I think. Am I right?
It's amazing, Kate. People come into the office and their minds are really controlling them. And it's people of all ages, yes, even adults. They're letting their minds really control them. They're fearful or anxious, and they're focusing on the fear and anxiety instead of really releasing it and working through it. And you want to learn how to be in control of your mind and not let your mind control you.
And this takes some work, doesn't it, Jamie? So starting early would set you up in a different way.
I think we really do need to do a better job with our children. It's preventative care. It can be used as a tool for parents, educators, mental health professionals. We need to work with our children and let them learn to be free to fully express what they're thinking and feeling, never to deny it, but to open up that communication and help them learn to be the observer of what they're thinking and feeling, and that you can change the negative things into something more empowering.
I like that, more empowering. Is it more difficult now, Jamie, and you would see this in your daily interactions because of technology and how fast the world moves, and we talk about bullying, sadly we hear the stories and suicide rates. Is it more difficult now than ever because of all the noise that kids have to deal with?
It is more difficult because everything just seems to be coming at them and bombarding you. There's a lot to deal with today for children and adults. You have the technology, the bullying. You have COVID currently, and many children and adults are very fearful right now. There's a great deal of anxiety. And it's very important to learn how to deal with those fears and anxieties. And not focus on the fear, focus more on some solutions of how to release the fears and work through them.
Oh, I so agree with that, some of the solutions. So we're speaking with Jamie Barrett, and she's written a children's book, Savvy Sam, Search for Self. What was it like to write this book? Because, you know, you're putting yourself in the mind of the child, too, and what they can understand and how that's much more powerful for them when they understand what they're reading. So was that interesting for you to write it that way?
Felt like I was driven to write it. I wanted the message to get out and help to change people's lives. I wrote it in a concise and simple form, in a poetry form, hopefully entertaining and easy to understand. And it was just very satisfying to put it down and have it in a book form.
Yeah, and of course, illustrations are always big in children's books, and the illustrations are great because you have all different kinds of kids doing different activities, and the tree, and I mentioned the tree, and other characters in the book, too. How'd you come up with the illustrations? How'd you figure all that out?
Well, I really did want the setting to be in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in the forest. There's ancient sacred texts that say the forest, you can find all answers and healing in the forest. And so just connecting with nature, I wanted that to be a part of the book. And then there's some different characters that Savvy Sam is involved with that can do some things that are better than Savvy Sam. And Savvy Sam thinks that she's not good enough. And so that's a very big belief that's behind a lot of people's fears that really needs to be addressed with children.
Yeah. Boy, so true. All right, so when, as people are listening to this, first of all, I told you I was going to ask you this. You have to give us a solution. Give us a solution. What's a solution to overcoming some of those fears of the anxiety that we're feeling with COVID right now that we're dealing with?
Well, the best solution that I can convey to people right now would be to learn to be the observer of what you're thinking and feeling. And when you are the observer, you are more aware and present in the now and the moment. When you're more aware, you can really make some changes and release and work through fears.
Oh, I like that.
Be the observer, learn to be more present.
Yeah. No, learn to be more present. And, you know, that's difficult because what did I read somewhere that we can have up to 70,000 thoughts in a day? Wow.
Wow, yes. People have these racing thoughts. And when you have all these racing thoughts, you're thinking about a bad thing that happened in the past or worrying about something bad that might happen in the future. Mm-hmm. You're really not grounded in the present moment, living like fully right now.
Yeah, boy, it is all about that whole present, being present-centered. And again, the book is Savvy Sam, Search for Self. We're speaking with Jamie Barrett. Jamie, what do you want people to take away from the book? They get it for kids, they get it for their kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, school districts could pick it up. What do you hope people get out of it? And I think we've talked about that, but what do you think?
I really want people to ultimately be happier and live a happier, healthier life. And so when you learn to be more present, you can be in that state of awe and wonder, bliss and peace. You can be happier. And you can connect more to who you really are in that space of awe and wonder, bliss and peace.
Mm, perfect place to end this. Jamie Barrett, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. So, you know, Jamie's book, I think, really touched a nerve with me. I mentioned my personal story. And again, I grew up, I think, in an incredibly loving situation. But all these questions about, you know, thinking about turning your thoughts around and how profound that is. Or when somebody says to you, it's like when you're a kid, I just know, think about this for a second, when someone says, oh, you're not good at math, but you're a great reader. Oh, you're not athletic, you know, or you're not. And when you start to get those labels, I think as adults, we process that. So it was terrific to catch up with Jamie both on the air and off the air and get her perspective on it. I think it's really powerful to reach kids when they're younger. So thanks so much for listening to this version of Author's Corner. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.